Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. Each week, the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter lands in thousands of inboxes, bringing with it the latest headlines from the intersection of Python and hardware. It's a completely ad-free, spam-free resource, trusted by hobbyists, developers and hardware enthusiasts across the globe. This edition kicks off with a significant milestone for everyone following developments in Linux and hardware compatibility. After 6 years of meticulous work, Linux kernel version 7.2 has finally purged the notorious strncpy function from its source, a function long considered risky by developers. If you've ever dug into Linux source code, you'll know how central string functions like strncpy once were, despite the dangers they pose to code security. The removal of strncpy closes a chapter in Linux memory management, stamping out a whole class of potential vulnerabilities and boosting stability for countless devices. In its place, developers now find a suite of 5 targeted functions that clarify intent and mitigate memory errors as Linux evolves. This level of attention to detail matters, especially as Python's presence grows in microcontroller and embedded projects powered by open-source kernels. Moving from low-level changes to what's trending at the surface, an eye-opening observation came from this week's look at AI-generated content, a space that's exploded recently. Take kids' videos online, for example. Over 97% are now reportedly generated by AI, with creativity, authenticity, and ethics under the microscope. This wave of automation prompts some heavy questions about where content is headed, who's really in control, and whether marketing can keep up with these shifting dynamics. On the musical front, the newsletter featured Astra, the open-source music player that is attracting audiophiles for all the right reasons. Free from distractions like ads, Astra lets users dive deep into playback customization thanks to Dolby Atmos decoding, a detailed parametric EQ, and sharp audio visualizers. Whether you're into seamless playback of obscure formats or want finely tuned control for your next project, Astra keeps the experience both robust and accessible. But open source isn't just about code or software releases. It's very much about community and shared ingenuity. This week's spotlight shone on Danilo Canis's 3D-printed air traffic tracker, a perfect testament to do-it-yourself electronics and the builder mindset thriving in Python spaces. Imagine assembling a device that transforms your understanding of data flows in the sky above, thanks to accessible hardware and handwritten Python code connecting the dots. Projects like these empower the broader hardware community, offering both inspiration and practical guidance. Another quirky innovation comes from the world of digital storage, where someone pushed the limits by embedding website content within a favicon. Tiny, creative, and technically intriguing. These stories serve as great reminders. Creative coding isn't about scale, but about rethinking what's possible with everyday digital tools. On the technical breakthroughs side, the new release of PPOCRV6, the 6th generation of the optical character recognition pipeline, stands out for its leaps in both speed and accuracy. It now supports a range of inference backends, making it a powerful, flexible solution for automating text extraction in all sorts of applications. More accurate recognition isn't just a win for researchers or engineers. It directly enhances workflows in everything from digital archiving to processing receipts on the fly with mobile hardware. Staying on top of security, the newsletter delivered a rundown of critical updates across several major Linux distributions. Alma Linux and Debian both released new security patches, reminding us all to stay vigilant as threats continue to evolve. Updating regularly isn't just a best practice, it's a core part of keeping the open source ecosystem resilient as it grows. The newsletter also pointed to fresh package releases, like libraries for CircuitPython and MicroPython, making it easier than ever to get started on a hardware project or automate a daily task. These aren't just numbers in a changelog, they're tools put to use by a global community of creators and tinkerers. Highlights this week include usability optimizations from projects like MiracleWM, a window manager designed to enhance productivity for Linux users across desktop and portable devices. There's also ROCDXG for Windows Subsystem for Linux, which continues bridging the gap for those looking to blend Linux development environments with the familiarity of Windows. Especially in gaming, tools like these are making it practical to play, develop, and test on the go. For example, the OneX player now benefits from targeted compatibility updates. Community events are always a highlight, and this week, the Raspberry Pi scene takes center stage. Around the world, Raspberry Pi meetups draw together engineers, educators, students, and hobbyists from all backgrounds for hands-on sessions and technical deep dives. It's in these meetups that the maker movement really shines, with knowledge shared freely between generations and backgrounds. Whether you're just learning to code for the first time or hacking together your fifth custom PCB, these events are open invitations to participate and innovate. If you've not yet checked out your local Raspberry Jam or online community, you're missing out on a treasure trove of practical wisdom and unexpected collaborations. Stepping back, this newsletter continues to deliver not just news, but inspiration, fueling exploration and creativity at all skill levels. Python's flexibility, whether through CircuitPython on microcontrollers or full Linux distros on single-board computers, has opened up possibilities for everyone interested in technology. Developers can now create, automate, and deploy solutions that were unimaginable just a decade ago, thanks to these open hardware and software ecosystems. Even small technical improvements, like making string handling safer in the Linux kernel, trickle down to improve reliability in everything from smart lights to medical monitors. Every package release, every patch, and every community event plays a role in sustaining this progress. That's why it's crucial to stay connected. Subscribing to a newsletter like this ensures you catch winds of new trends before they hit the mainstream. Beyond the code itself, the energy in the open source world comes from collaboration, experimentation, and the openness to share what works and what doesn't. Python for Microcontrollers newsletter does more than inform. It lifts up remarkable people and projects, challenges conventional thinking, and builds a sense of belonging for all its readers. Whether you're designing a sensor platform for your greenhouse, setting up a network of Raspberry Pis at home, or simply intrigued by hardware trends, this resource has something for you. The ongoing advances aren't just about the next big feature. They're about empowering you to create and solve problems in amazing new ways. So, plug in, get inspired, and maybe even share your own journey with an ever-growing community of open-source enthusiasts pushing boundaries together. That's it for this edition of the Python for Microcontrollers Rundown. But remember, the innovations highlighted today only scratch the surface. Join the newsletter and get involved. It's one of the easiest ways to make sure you never miss a breakthrough, a security fix, or that flash of creative coding brilliance. Thanks for listening.